Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Michelle Buteau.
I'm Jordan Carlos. Welcome to Adulting. You made it. The podcast where we learn how to be grown-ass adults together. What was the first vacay you had with your man, your person?
Well, it's funny because I did a couple of, like, cruises in Miami. When I had a boyfriend in Miami, we'd take a cruise to the Bahamas. Yeah, nice. And then we just got so fat. It's just so much buffet, so much braiding of the hair on the beach. I'm like, they gotta break up with you. So it's totally different being like on a vacation with a European, because they're just like, let's climb a mountain and do push-ups and write about it and look at the sun. I'm just like, can we sit down and have a roasted chicken and drink? That's my speed. I'll walk to it now. I'll walk to the restaurant, but I don't want to climb shit.
You want to have a paseo after the meal. I get it. You want to walk it off.
What? Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Now, in this episode, we hear from really, really funny people.
Gina Yasharay.
Yasharay.
Lisa Traeger.
Lisa Traeger. I love everything about her.
I'm into it. He's into it. You will be into it.
So
let's
in
get
charge.
This shit started. Am I in an MRI? What is that? It sounds like I'm in an MRI. Where's the Xanax?
We did it. We did it. We made it here on time. Look at you punctual motherfuckers. Punctual.
Yes, honey.
Come on, Terry.
They
come
did
on,
it.
Girl. That's right.
Look at
That's
this
right.
room. Look at all the love in the room.
Oh, look at this.
And other... Oh, DJ Don Will, everybody.
DJ Don Will. Oh, there was a twos.
So I was talking to Jordan like a couple days ago, and I just, you know, you think you know somebody, and we were talking about like the first time we had sex, not together, like the first.
First of all, it's the first time we made love. Now go ahead.
So, anyways, we were talking about like the first time we had sex,
And it's kind of ironic because I met someone at a nightclub on 13th Street and 4th Avenue, and she took me home, and I was like, thank you so much. And she made sweet, sweet, sweet music with my body. And it was great.
What's wrong with you?
What?
So you went back to her house?
We went back to her house.
Did you know you were going to hook up?
Yes.
When you went out that night?
I was pretty sure that the deed was going down.
When you went out that night, you knew it was going to happen.
So did you
wear your good underwear?
I wore my Fruit of the Looms. And they were boxers.
You know
back
what?
Then it was like boxers.
I can't stand when a guy knows we're about to hook up and he shows up with the fucking... hole in the underwear. I'm like,
have
more respect for
me
and yourself, you dirty, dumb fucking bum.
Yeah.
You know what I also like to do too? Sorry, I know we'll get to your story in a second, but
sure.
I also like, you know what I like to do? I don't like to go to, when I was single and ready to mingle, I don't know if y'all did this or do this, but I like to put people in the shower because dicks be gross.
Oh, put them in the shower. Shower them up.
Yeah, and then we do a shower together.
Sure.
And that, I can learn so much about someone, like how giving they are by a shower. Like, do you let me get most of the water? Mm-hmm. Then maybe I'll make you an omelet.
That's nice. Let's take a shower together. I mean, it's right there. That's Teddy P.
Thank
That's
you.
Teddy Pendergrass. He knows what he's talking about.
More like Petty Pendergrass.
Yeah. So...
This really?
This
really?
Very, yeah, the kind lady took me home and, you know, fucked me. And then some years later, it was crazy, at that same nightclub, I met my wife. Isn't that insane? The same, thank you.
No, that is
and you
basic
can...
as fuck. You just went food shopping at the same grocery store. That's all you did.
I know. And they got a great produce section.
It's fucking great.
It's great. They got all your needs. God damn it. I think it's now like a Courtyard Marriott. but... You
That's
stay
great.
There.
Did you go home with your wife? Said wife right
not.
Away?
I did not. That did not happen. So I met her, and then I was like, I'm totally nerded out, and because I heard that she was like a history major, and I was like, the Civil War was fought. And she's like, okay, nerd, let's talk. And so we're talking, and then she's like, well, it's very nice to meet
did
you.
Did she turn the chair Goodbye. Around like Michelle Pfeiffer in Gangster's Paradise?
Yeah.
She's like, been living most of my life. And you're like, yes, mama.
Yeah, there was a little of that. Yeah, she was cold like Michelle Pfeiffer. And cut to 11 years later, we have two wonderful children.
You do.
And it's beautiful.
A beautiful house, a beautiful home.
A beautiful house, a beautiful
home.
You
guys did it. Mine is real quick. Like, I lived all over Jersey. And then, like, the last year I was in Jersey, I went to a public high school because both my parents worked in Philly. And so we lived in South Jersey. And I worked at the Cherry Hill Mall. I worked at Ativo and then Merry-Go-Round. What do you know about that?
What is Ativo?
Ativo is where I used to sell zoot suits and shit. If you want to be in a boy band or look like you were in a boy band for prom, I'm like, you better come over here and get that magenta suit, bitch. So we used to work on commission at Merry-Go-Round, and so I was like very friendly. And a little black story real quick. My high school boyfriend, you know, he was this Muslim guy and he was like beautiful, but I was very religious and we wanted to wait till marriage to have sex. So I just used to like after school just rub his dick on my puss and be like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, we're not doing it. Nobody else would just rub a dick on the puss. You know what? Fuck you guys. This is very judgy. I am out the house.
Wait,
took a shower. I have a plus size onesie on for you. I am giving you everything. The thing is, it's like we were supposed to, in my mind, get married because I'm like, I'm saving myself for you. And he ended up fucking my best friend. That was this fat white girl. I know. And that was like my introduction into relationships and love. And that is fucking adulting hard at 16 and a half. And like every fucking song, I'm just like, yes, Jodeci, you know me so well. And because lately I was staring in the mirror. And so when we moved to South Jersey, it was such a good move. And I was, like I said, working on commission, which was so great for back to school sales. And this one guy came in and I don't even know what fucking nationality he was. He just said had curly hair and his mom's credit card. I was like, who are you? And he bought all the cross colors, Carl Kanai, Janko. I was like, you rich motherfucker. And he's like, what are you doing after work? And for the first time, I felt like a popular girl in like a Lifetime movie. I was like, I don't know. What are you doing? I knew what I was doing. I had to go home and do the dishes. But I was just like, we'll see. And so I just met him in the parking lot. And this just sounds like I could die. But
it was an
empty parking lot, honey, in Cherry Hill. Like, I could have been dead. And he played some music. And I was like, this is great. And he's like, this is my cousin's track. I was like, I love you so much. And we started kissing. And then, like, he pulled my neck over and, like, had me sit on top of him in the driver's seat, which is, like, basically the only time I was able to fit when I was, like, 17. And, no, I try to do it now, but too much, like, ass horn action. You know what I mean? So that's what it sounds like when I try to fuck my husband in our Volvo. So anyways, it was great. Like, I barely remember his name. I barely remember his face. I think he had kind eyes and curly hair. That's all I remember. Yeah. And I orgasmed the first time I had sex.
What?
Oh, I'm so horny!
Who's ready to adult? How old is too old to seamless a bagel because you're hungover?
Oh my God.
If you're writing the question, you have reached the maximum age.
On the one hand, I'm like, just one bagel? Like the adult just thing one? To do. What I would do is Fresh Kick or Food Direct, a bunch of food, because I know I'm going to be drinking and I want to have the pizza. You know, I'm the first, like I plan.
Right.
I fry the chicken the night before.
I feel. Look at that. Wow.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
But I'm not mad at it. If you do it every time, it's like, get your shit together. You're wasting gas.
Absolutely.
What is the amount of money where a Venmo request becomes petty, tacky?
Oh, shit. This is a great question. This is the only question. Thank you. Thank you for speaking on this.
Ooh, okay. Let's talk about it.
Oh, my God. Where is it? Yeah, absolutely. And then we get to the numbers. You know what I'm saying?
When
people are
the
like,
numbers.
What is that number for you? What's that number for you when it's petty? When does it hit petty spaghetti for you?
Okay. I will say anything under $10 is just like, what the fuck? Yeah. Anything under $10 is what the fuck. If it's a movie ticket, look, if you said you're going to pay me back, just do it. You know what I mean? Or, like, don't bring it up.
Right.
You know?
I've had somebody send me a dollar, and I was just, like, I'm burned. And then it was like, I want that in my bank account right away. And then the bank was like, that'll be 25 cents, please. And I was like, fuck. You know what I mean? That's the worst. I hate that.
Yeah. How do I not get jealous of my friends who make more money than me?
Ooh.
Girl.
Stop. Life is long. Life is long. You can't compare yourself to your friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should just, whatever path it is that you're on, you just need to go.
But it's really hard not to compare yourself, especially if the whole business behind advertising is for us to compare ourselves to this thing, this house, this car, this life, this waist, this skin. So we're already programmed to fucking be jealous. So it's fucking hard. I don't know. I say whenever you start thinking about it, go masturbate.
Sound words.
Panda, can I get a rosé on ice in a big cup? Very excited to bring our next guest to the motherfucking show. She's fucking amazing. She has a plethora of stand-up specials.
Yes.
And she's working on a pilot, and
she's
always doing stuff. I can't keep up with all the stuff she'd be doing.
And she's probably the best dressed person I know.
Please give it up for our next guest, Gina Yashere!
Where's Brixton at? It's kind of the English version.
Titty
Brooklyn.
Time! It was titty time!
That was titty time. It sounds so proper when I say it.
Thank you, honey.
I know. You make it
cheers,
sound
titty. Bitches.
I pronounce the titties. Oh. What's going on, people?
How you doing?
Very good. We made it happen. Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. I never get enough about your childhood and your upbringing and where your parents are from and all of that. Please tell the people what's good.
Okay, so my family are from Nigeria, West Africa. So my mom and dad from Nigeria. Yeah,
like Wakanda.
Real Wakanda, the proper, the fucking real thing. So yeah, my mom and dad met in London. It's so funny because my mom and dad from the same city in Nigeria, but they met in London. There was a cool fucking 60s and 70s Nigerian scene in London. And basically, my dad didn't know my mum. He was tagging along with my mum's cousin who was visiting her. And in the olden days, they used to have your number on the phone, written on the phone. Right. And my dad sat next to the phone and memorized the number. And then after they left, he went, no, it sounds kind of fucking stalky. Because he comes out, he goes to a phone box and goes, I am outside your house.
Noise!
Then that's how we came about. So they met in London, they got married. My dad wasn't even living in London. He was studying in Prague at the time, doing his master. God. So they did this long distance marriage thing.
Long distance is hard, but
yeah,
you can make it work.
He fucking made it work because he'd pop over and then 9 months later, me. And then he'd go back to Prague, then he'd pop back over. 18 months later, my brother popped back over, and it was literally 3 kids in fucking bang, 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 knocked us out. Nigerians don't fuck around, basically.
So, wait a minute, I feel like, wasn't there like a time that you did go to Paris?
Oh, yeah, I did. I loved the French language, and I'm studying it. And my mum was super overprotective of us as kids. She wouldn't let us go anywhere, like nowhere. Mm. Like, my mum was over the top. You know, she actually used to keep a scrapbook of bus and train crashes. Yeah, and so when we asked to go anywhere, she'd, like, accidents, fatalities.
Oh, my God.
And then we'd ask to go places, she'd go, you see these children, they all... they are dead. They're dead because they went on a school trip. Look at them, dead. So that's what she'd do.
I mean...
All you want to do is go to Piccadilly.
Yeah, so
like,
she wouldn't let us go anywhere. So when I was like 17, I was like, I want to go to France by myself. I was studying French. I was like, I want to go to France by myself and study for a month and travel around. And I was like, she ain't going to let me do it. But African parents' kryptonite is exam results and stuff. So I was like, if I'm not allowed to go to France, I'm going to fail my exam. It's part of the curriculum, right?
So she's like, okay, you can go to France. It's a school trip. So what I had to do now, I persuaded 20 of my friends, because my mum was seeing us off at the station. So
oh my God, it's a setup.
I fucking set this shit up. I was a genius at 17. So what I did, I persuaded 20 of my friends to turn up with suitcases.
What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Gina!
That's what
Are
I
you
did.
Serious?
I'm the fucking thought. Serious.
The I love it. This guy, not impressed at all.
It's beautiful. What? How you know? Yeah. So they were turned up. Yeah. They were turned up with suitcases like it was a school trip. And then my mum saw us off. Bye, mum. Bye. See you later. And then they all got off the next stop and I went on to France.
Oh!
By myself. 17 years old.
What?
A month in France.
You did it.
I slept rough in Paris. I did all the shit. It was amazing.
I'm going to call you by your name.
Did you have like a hotel in Paris? Or
no,
you...
So the first couple of weeks I was doing a French course in Touraine, which is south of France. And then after that, I was like, the course is only 2 weeks and I had like 5 weeks. And I'm like, I'm going to Paris. I can't go to France and not go to Paris. I had nowhere to go, nowhere to stay. Fucking, I just turned up in Paris. And just
what?
Like, gonna make this shit happen.
What?
And I did. I slept rough in Gare du Nord station. I met kids from all over the world. It was such an adventure. Because kids will travel from everywhere and they'd all sleep in the station. And in the morning...
This is so Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, it's brilliant. And in the morning, you know which end of the station to sleep at. Because in the morning, the guards would come out with hoses and spray you down with cold water.
What in the natural
so
fuck?
You'd get woken up at 6 o'clock by the screams. You'd like, fuck, let's go, let's go. And then you get up and go... And it's so funny because I went from that
life.
To, yeah, right? But it was great. It was a great experience. But it was I went from that to being super fucking OCD with hotel rooms. It's just the weirdest. From sleeping rough on a station to fucking bringing my own bed sheets on the road. Like,
well, you were like, never again. Never again,
yeah,
right?
I mean, it was great fun.
Well,
I enjoyed
you
it.
You have lived. Yeah. Like, it's interesting to me that your mom was so strict.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you were just like, I'm going to find a balance of being adventurous.
Yeah, I've been like, you know, because my childhood was so compressed, I felt like I was... I've done everything. I've bungee jumped, I've jumped out of planes, I've ride motorbikes, I've done everything that my mum could possibly think would kill me. I've done it. Before I was a comedian, I was an engineer. I used to build
what?
And repair elevators.
What are you saying to my bloated, freckled face?
Yeah, I used to... Not bloated.
You look great.
I mean,
I used to build elevators. That I was like, what is the most dangerous fucking job I could do? And yeah, I used to build elevators.
Otis's or what?
Yeah, I worked for Otis for 4 years. Oh. I was their first female engineer in their UK history.
Oh my
yeah,
God!
Woman history.
Women! Get on your feet.
Get up and make it. You are who I want to be stuck in an elevator with.
Yes!
Like, don't worry.
It's not.
Open up that fucking panel. Take those two wires and be like, yeah. And we're like, go down.
Yes, the red and the blue wire.
My friends hated getting the movies with me whenever there was a scene where an elevator fell down the shaft because I'm like, technically that's not correct because the safety gear would have kicked in at 47.3 miles an hour. And Speed was the only film that did it right. That's a fact.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I gotta rewatch Speed.
Well, yeah, it's so funny because, you know, I was the first woman engineer, so I went through, it was a baptism of fire. I went through a lot of racist and misogynist shit.
My God, you were Octavia Spencer in every movie.
Yes! Except I didn't get to shit in a pie, which is the saddest part.
Oh, one day, get on your feet! Wait, so, oh my God.
You've done so many adventurous things, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even as a comedian, didn't you perform in a country where, like, you went in with a speedboat and then, like,
you
prohibition that shit? What happened?
I know.
I did a show in Brunei.
Yeah.
Where's that? Queens?
It's Brooklyn, actually.
It's right next to Sunnyside, yeah.
Off the 7?
Have you guys never heard of the Sultan of Brunei?
Yeah,
right?
I've heard of the Sultan.
It's this tiny little country. It's in Asia. It's like, it's kind of in between Malaysia. It's a beautiful little country. It's very conservative. Mm. Everybody there has the government provides them houses, provides them healthcare, provides them jobs. So it's quite a wealthy country, but it's very conservative. So there's certain things, freedoms you give up for having everything provided for you. And but there's a load of expats living there, Brits, Canadians, Australians. I mean, the money that these people have got is amazing. Like, I met a teacher, he's the drama teacher, the head of drama at the school, and the yearly budget for the school play is $8 million.
What?
Are we talking US, yeah. Canadian?
No, US dollars.
Got it.
So, like, they did a production of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Bang.
Sure.
And they had the real calm. It's a lot of money. So
fucking insane.
Yeah. I don't even think Hamilton the musical costs $8 million.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That money, the crazy money. But they haven't got that much entertainment. Like that is the highlight of the year in Brunei, okay, where we go to see the school play, and it's literally for the
costumes. That's the highlight.
It's for the costumes, because basically the kids are shit.
Who booked you, Willy Wonka? This is crazy.
But it's a lot of Brits. You know, a lot of they import a lot of teachers, the engineers, doctors from all over the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're earning all this money tax free. It's fantastic. So, but they've got no real entertainment. They kind of crave it, you know? So what they do, the Brits, they have a yacht club. They're all quite wealthy out there. So they have a yacht club, and they fly us in to Malaysia, and then we drive from Malaysia across the border into Brunei, and then they pick us up, and then they drive us to this yacht club. And then I turn up, and it's like, it's a social evening. It's Brits, and it's me in this yacht club telling jokes for an hour. And then they go, thanks for that. And then they slide me the cash. And then it's out in the middle.
This is like, yeah, like... Wait, so I have to ask you, as a black gay woman traveling the world, spreading comedy and cheer.
I'm spreading cheer. I'm like the black lesbian Santa. I love it.
I would believe in Christmas if there was a black lesbian Santa. Wholeheartedly.
I'd have got arrested as soon as I come out the fucking chimney, but whatever.
Do you ever feel not unsafe, but do you ever feel like an obligation to let people know what life is like, you know, outside of like where they live? Because you go to a lot of places where you are like a unicorn there. They've never seen anybody like you. They don't know you or your lifestyle or like, you know, anything outside their 5 mile radius. Like, what is that like? Getting on like a plane and a train and a little boat into like Indiana Jones type fucking.
I know. It's like, I see a red line connected to a dot, connected to another thing.
And then
Short Round is taking you someplace. All right.
That is a very mature adult responsibility to take that on.
I think we bond on our humanness. Like when I get into a place, I'm like, well, yeah, you're looking at me, you feel like I'm different. But my thing is, I'm here to entertain you. So the first, I think 70% of comedy is likability. Right? That's the first. If people don't like you, they're not laughing at a fucking thing you say. They're not laughing at a thing. You could have the best jokes in the world, but if the people don't feel you, they don't connect with you, they're not laughing. So my first thing is to come out. When I go to all these different places in the world, I'll spend time and I'll walk around the neighborhoods, I'll hang out and I'll eat the food and I'll mix with the people and try and pick up the local curse words, whatever I can do.
Yeah.
So then when I go on stage, then I'll open with, okay, I was in your town and I ate this thing, and they go, you ate that? And I go, yeah, it was this, it was that, my ass fucking exploded or whatever. So I talk to them about their culture. I try and take in some of their culture, and then once they've done that, they go, oh, she, you know, we trust her, we like her, she's made the effort to actually see who we are as people. And then
can't we just do more of that in life? I love that, and I love you, Gina Yashere.
Gina Yashere, everybody,
thank you guys.
Goddamn, so awesome, so
finally.
Awesome,
fucking finally.
Gina.
Adulting, everybody. Yeah. Guest to the fucking stage. She's a fucking badass. She has a Netflix special, a half hour special on Comedy Central. She does things all over the fucking country. She's international. She's edgy. She's witty. She's amazing. We were just in Vancouver last week together and we had a seafood tower and got gout like a fat king. Please help me welcome to the stage, Lisa Traeger!
Yes.
Come sit down.
Hello.
Come sit down and play.
Happy to be here.
Enjoy, yes.
Good, 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 good. You know Don Will, right?
I do, yeah. We met at the meatball party.
Yes. Yeah. So, y'all, I have an annual party. I love having this meatball party because I call it swap meet, and like I invite like 100 friends, and like 40 people make meatballs, and we just judge and eat meat. It was a good pop.
And there was a bucket of rosé outside.
Yeah, that's how
it was.
It
was fun. Well, because I remember I was like, can I bring a different alcohol? And you were like, did I stutter? Like, you got mad.
What part of meats and rosé do you not fucking care?
Yeah.
You also have to show up on time or the meatballs will be gone.
Yeah. Show the fuck up on time. People are like, is it still going? I'm like, whatever, bitch. Like, look at the pictures and double tap it. You... I don't have time for this. You know what I mean? It's like an airport. Come 3 hours early and fucking do it. But Don Will, he brought a 40, like a 40 of rosé.
Whoa.
Where do you get a 40 of rosé?
I got my connects, you know what I'm saying?
So ominous.
Oh my gosh.
So talk to me.
Yes.
I love you because, and take this like in a very lovely way.
Okay.
When I think like hot, fierce mess.
Yeah.
Like, that's you.
You know, I agree, because, like, I do live alone, but it's a mess, but we eat seafood towers.
Yes!
I buy floor seats to concerts, but...
Yes! You treat yourself.
Yeah. Basically, I don't know how to budget, and so if I have money, I'm spending it till there's no more, and then I'm back to being... So now I'm back to being a regular person, because I had a good year last year, but people still expect...
Yeah.
The most, but I can't. But I bought art, you know, I did it.
You bought art! Yes! Yeah.
I went to Mexico.
Yes!
And now I'm like, uh-oh. I have not a lot left.
Oh, shit. What kind of kid were you growing up? Did you like buy Jolly Rancher like
Jolly Ranchers?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Guys, I haven't slept in 6 years. Don't worry about it.
Did just you... Jolly Ranchers? That's the question.
Yeah, or Nowalators. Answer now. There's only two types of people in the fucking world. Or was it sugar daddies?
No, but I feel like you have been mature for a very long time. Like, what kind of kid were you?
So my parents are senior citizen Russians, right. And so I wasn't born here. So
is that your mom?
No, my mom's 70 plus. So, and they were busy, you know, working class. So they were like out being busy. So I was home alone a lot. You know, I made my Celeste pizzas on the microwave.
Yeah.
Watched Power Rangers, went outside. So I was alone a lot, but kids didn't really like, yeah, I was just alone a lot. I'm dealing with it in therapy now because I watch so much TV and she says it's because it keeps me company.
Yeah.
That's what I was raised on.
Yeah.
And so I have to like learn how to not, because I'm lonely. So like how to realize TV is not my friend. So I'm working on it now, but I was alone a lot. No one really liked me, and then I caused a lot of problems. I was like self-righteous. So, like, I love justice.
That's what I love. But that's what I
know. What's wrong with justice?
You would be like
sucks.
Perfect for reality TV because
I did used to
like
apply to be on Bad Girls Club all the time. I like wanted to be on it so bad. Wanted it.
You are that bitch.
Yeah, I wanted to be on it. So I'm so glad I was not on it. But yeah, Supermarket Sweep and Bad Girls Club. I learned my like two.
I'm learning nice. So much.
Dreams.
Supermarket
Truly
Sweep.
Learning so much. She just told me the craziest story backstage. She,
oh yeah,
the breakup story. Just
well, it wasn't a breakup. Basically, I was convinced that one of my friends was fucking our married friend, and so I went on a multiple month investigation. And
were there
I read into everything and I like compiled evidence and I would ask leading questions and just be like pretty manipulative, and then I brought it to the group and it wasn't true. So
what do you mean you brought brought it to
Aaliyah
the group?
Aaliyah Shawkat and search party. This feels wild. How did you bring this shit to the group?
You know, at pinpoint. We have our you know, our friend group, and I was like, this is happening, and then it wasn't. It just wasn't. And so then I called her. I was like, hey, I just thought you were fucking, you know, Drew for all this time, and she was like, no. And then no one was mad at me, which is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Hold up. Really quick question. I was like, hey, she was like, what goes on the show? I'm like, we just asked you questions about like adulting and like, you know, like embracing your inner child and stuff like that. I'm like, if you have any stories you want to share. She's like, yeah, I've been in jail a couple times. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You've been in jail?
But it was all before I was 21. So it doesn't, I don't think it counts.
So fuck it.
What does that mean?
It was, you know, you're young. So,
oh, yeah, I get that. What did you do? Donuts in a parking lot?
Like, drunk driving, obviously, a classic.
What do you and mean, then, drunk driving, obviously, you know.
Vintage, pure vintage.
That's amazing. Wait, where did you grow up exactly?
Chicago. So I grew up in the Chicago suburbs, okay. But that was Iowa State. So I got pulled over, and I was so close to my house, I went to get Burger King. Like, that's what's fucked, too. Like, if I just didn't get Burger King, I would have not gone to jail. But
that sounds
look,
like the beginning
if I
of
had a dollar every time I heard that shit.
No, 100%. And then the second one being just a drunk young bitch again, I shoved an officer, kicked him out of a room, and
wow.
I mean, also like Luann from The Real Housewives of New York did that too. Like, a lot of people do that.
Yeah. You're drunk, white, and you can do what you want. It's like, hey!
You assaulted
where
an officer?
Is the lie?
Yeah, because my friend was bleeding, and I thought she was committing suicide, but she just punched through the fire extinguisher glass.
Sure.
Like,
no, sure.
She was just being a creep, too. And yeah. So this is supposed to be our sober night. We're going to go to the gymnastics meet. And okay. Then instead... We drank Parrot Bay.
Parrot Bay!
And then we just got wasted, annoying. And so I forgot that I had called the cops. So when they showed up, I was like, oh, no thanks.
I hate when I forget that I've called the cops. That and locked the front door.
So and then when they handcuffed me, I like went limp. So they had to drag me to the car.
That's fucking amazing.
What in the natural fuck?
You went limp?
Oh, I mean, it did everything. So then I got arrested again at a White Sox game, and then I had to like go back and take a Greyhound to serve 2 days.
This is how we're answering the question.
But I was just—you
were the Lindsay Lohan of comedy.
Thank you so much. I don't know if I've ever been more happy in my life than that compliment. I was like, I was bouncing around colleges and majors. I didn't know what to do. And I was like, music business? And so I was in school to be a PE teacher. Like, I didn't know what I wanted in my life. And then once I found stand-up, I was like, oh, everything makes sense. Yeah. And so it kind of calmed me down. I had purpose. And then I enjoy hanging out with comics. I feel everyone's pretty honest. Yes. And they like to party. And I don't know if I solidified a good friend group or people. Like, I didn't mesh with people until I found comics. And then my life kind of seemed chill. And I thought my sister was a loser because she got married young and had kids. And I was like, you're a loser. And then when I found something that I loved, I realized, like, that's what she wanted and loved. Aww. And so I just understood, like, yeah, you make sacrifices and you do things for what you want, so I was able to understand her more too.
I love that.
Yeah.
So 2019, what's the most adult thing you want to do for yourself?
I want to keep my apartment clean, like hang clothes up, not throw them on the floor.
Yeah. Jordan lives in piles. He gets it.
You're a piler?
I have a small stack. Yeah.
Yeah. Budget. I have like a bunch of goals, but like don't waste money. Right. Keep the place clean.
Yes.
And maybe like physical exercise.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Physical exercise. Do it. These are questions from the audience about adulting.
About adulting.
What do I say when I don't want to hang out with my friend's kids, just my friends?
Holy shit.
That is a good question.
I didn't think of.
I think you just have to be like, girl, get a sitter tonight. Let's go party.
Mm-hmm. You should say, like, wasted. Calliope is trash. Let's go hang out. The kid is Calliope, okay? Yeah,
I got that. But we don't have to trash the kid. Oh. What the fuck that kid ever do? That kid didn't ask to be born.
I just don't think it's that serious. Yeah. I think you could just be like, I want a night where we do what we want and share small plates without a child.
Ooh.
Yeah. Specificity. Get into it. Be like, I want to try this restaurant and this tapas.
Yeah.
Yes. I love it so much. I love you so
Thank
much.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing.
So fun. I learned so much.
Love her.
Really and truly. Oh, I just want to motorboat everybody. Enjoy your lives and wear condoms, bitches.
Good night. Damn, that was fun.
Lisa Traeger, Gina Yesheray, they all have such amazing stories.
Yes, so many good stories. It was like, I like it when it's like boom, 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 moments, 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 moments.
Adulting was produced by Blakeney Schick and Odelia Rubin. The adulting team includes Joanna Solotarev, Paula Schumann, Joe Plord, Keegan Zima, Bill O'Neill, Ed Haber, and Irene Trudell. And the live show is produced by Kristen Banda. Our theme music is by Isaac Jones with additional music by DJ Dunwell. Pew, pew, pew!
And if you like this episode, rate us!
Or write a review! Or both!
At the same time! And subscribe wherever you get your pods so you don't miss our next episode.
Oh my God. So I just want to say, if somebody is holding a door open for you and you do not acknowledge them and say thank you, you are a dick. Can you just say thank you, please? You'll just make the world a better place.
What if it's one of the rotating doors?
Stop it.
But what if it's one?
It's not the same.
But
how do you hold a rotating door open?
But Michelle
Jordan.
But Michelle
Jordan.
But Michelle
Jordan.
But Michelle
Jordan.
But
Jordan.
Michelle
Jordan.
But Michelle
Jordan.
Butt. But no, Michelle
Jordan!
Butt! I almost blacked out.
Let me drink my rosé in a can in peace.
Is that what that is?
Yes, bro.